Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, take in a long, slow, deep breath. Then slowly exhale. As you breathe in, imagine God breathing his very breath of life into you. Or perhaps Jesus breathing his spirit into you, as he did for his disciples after the resurrection. As you continue to slowly breathe in and out, just allow God's Spirit to center you fully in his presence. Allow yourself to be fully present to God. Whatever thoughts come into your mind, just direct them towards Jesus. Whatever worries or concerns come up, entrust them to him. Just allow him to hold those for the next few minutes. God, we welcome you into this time. We ask that you would be present, that you would speak through your scriptures, your word, that you would lead us to truth, that you would convict us of sin, that you would comfort and heal and transform. God speaks to us through the author of Hebrews in chapter 8, saying this: Jesus, our anointed priest king, has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old, as the new covenant he mediates is better than the old covenant, since it is enacted on better promises. For if the first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. As you continue to breathe in slowly, receiving new oxygen in your lungs and being refreshed by that breath, just allow your mind to think about the new covenant that Jesus mediates, the new ministry that Jesus is performing on our behalf. think about the character of our God, who wasn't satisfied with partial relationship with us, who wasn't willing for us to remain far off, but instead made the way for us to draw intimately close to Him. For God finds fault with the ancient Israelites when He says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, for they did not continue in my covenant." Just imagine God taking you by the hand and leading you out of slavery. What sin has been plaguing you? What thoughts have been weighing you down? What temptations have been bombarding you? And just picture in your mind God taking you by the hand and leading you out of that oppression and into freedom, out of that darkness and into light, out of that death and into life. God continues saying, "This is the new covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law, my instruction, my wisdom into their minds. What aspect of God's word, His law, His wisdom, comes to mind when you hear Him saying that He is going to put it into your mind? Is it something from the Ten Commandments? Or perhaps something from the Sermon on the Mount? Or maybe Jesus boiling down all of the law into two that are connected as one? Loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. What is it like to to know that that has been written on your mind by God Himself. That you have permanent access to His ways, His wisdom, His instruction. I will write my wisdom on their hearts. What does it feel like to have God's ways implanted into your heart? That as a follower of Jesus, your deepest desire is to walk in His ways, to embody His love, to be obedient to His teachings. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. What does it feel like to be claimed by God Himself? To be chosen, to be adopted, to be confirmed. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sin no more. I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. What might it look like to embrace God's short-term memory on your sins? Allow the lies of the enemy that wants to keep those failures in the forefront of your mind to just drift off with the breeze. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Meditate on that truth. God does not remember your faults, your failures, your sin, your rebellion. It is paid in full. It's over. Jesus, thank you for your new covenant, the new covenant that you paid for with your blood. Thank you that we are yours and you are ours. access to God, the source of life abundant, to fullness of joy, everlasting peace. Spirit of God, would you fill us and help us to live in the fullness of the new covenant? To embrace your withness. To live by your leading. To be energized by your strength. To embody your love. Would you multiply this time to us today for your glory, for your honor, for your praise, and the expansion of your kingdom? We ask these things in the name of Jesus, who paid for it all with his life. Amen.